Construction work is beginning on a new surgery clinic in Fairbanks. The privately developed facility will provide outpatient services. Surgery Center of Fairbanks founder Dr. Mark Wade says the clinic will fill a void in the Fairbanks area healthcare market.
Fairbanks and the surrounding community, I think, is probably the largest community in the United States that doesn't have an ambulatory surgery center present. So by doing this, it's a big boon for the patients here. And more importantly, from the feedback I've been getting from the local community, is that they would like to have a choice. They would like to have a choice if they're going to have their surgical procedure done to be able to go one place or another.
Wade says the clinic is aimed at better serving people needing basic surgical procedures.
An outpatient facility allows children who have to have tubes placed in their ears, people that need have bunions taken care of, or they have dermatological problems or cataract, healthy people that require a procedure to go in to have done in a facility that statistically has a lower infection rate, are cheaper to run because of their lower overhead, and are more efficient.
The new clinic is going up just down the road from its competition, Fairbanks Memorial Hospital, which opposed clinic development through a state certificate of need process and in court, but eventually abandoned the fight. Hospital Chief Finance Officer Jim Lynch says Fairbanks Memorial will remain a full-service community hospital, but there will be financial impacts.
Dr. Wade taking his quick turnaround outpatient surgeries to his new facility will erode the revenue base of the hospital. This is revenue that we use to fund non-competitive patient services like diabetes care, behavioral health, home health care, and other community activities like supporting the Chronic Inebriate Initiative and the nursing school. So it's going to put a bit of a financial pressure on the hospital, but we will be fine and adapt and survive.
Lynch says although the hospital disagreed with the state's determination that there was sufficient need for additional outpatient services, the hospital is moving on.
That issue is behind us. Dr. Wade has been awarded the certificate, and we wish him success in the new venture. But at the same time, we believe that our community-owned, not-for-profit hospital can continue to meet the highest quality and service standards and compete on price with this new facility in Fairbanks.
Dr. Wade says hospitals and surgery clinics typically have a working relationship, and he believes that will be the case in Fairbanks. Wade says the $9 million surgery clinic will employ 13 to 18 people when it opens in the fall 2010.